Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Congresswoman Angie Craig's calling on House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring Republicans back to pass a bill to ensure military service members are paid during the government shutdown. If Congress does not pass the legislation by next Wednesday, nearly 3 million military families will miss their paycheck. Craig is the co-sponsor of the Pay Our Troops Act and the Pay Our Military Act to make sure that service members and civilian employees are paid during the shutdown. The Crosby wildfire burning along Minnesota's North Shore is now 160 acres and 25% contained. Leanne Langeberg with the Interagency Fire Center says fall conditions make it an ideal time for wildfires.
Day by day, conditions can vary from rainfall to very dry with dry humidities and winds. So being mindful, checking on any recent burning activity and making sure that those fires are completely out cold.
A portion of the Superior Hiking Trail within George H. Crosby Manitow State Park is temporarily closing today due to wind shifting and the potential for the flames to threaten the trail. Infectious disease experts say the CDC no longer recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for anyone is causing some confusion. The University of Minnesota's Dr. Michael Osterholm says this change could make the vaccine harder to get.
So anytime you put a barrier between you and the vaccine, in this case, you can't get it until a healthcare provider provides the information that you can, is a challenge.
Osterholm says it's unclear which healthcare providers can recommend the COVID shot. Two students are recovering from injuries suffered in a school bus crash Thursday near Aiken. State Patrol says the bus was on Highway 47 when it lost control and rolled into the ditch. Two students on board were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Minnesota Wild spoiled opening night for the Blues with a 5-0 win in St. Louis. Philip Gustafson made 27 saves, and Ryan Hartman scored a pair of goals. Wild coach John Hines says Hartman played well.
Thought he was good in the faceoff circle. He had the two goals, but his puck decisions and puck play was on point. I think the competitive nature he plays with was very good. But I liked tonight. I thought he played hard, and I thought he played smart with and without the puck, and that's what we need from him.
Matt Boldy, Marco Rossi, and Joel Eriksson Ek also scored for Minnesota. The Wild's home opener is tomorrow night against the Blue Jackets. And hunters from across Minnesota are headed to Ortonville this weekend for the 2025 Governor's Pheasant Hunting Opener. It kicks off the season with 2 days of festivities, food, and more than 25,000 acres of prime public land. Governor Tim Walz says it's a great time to get out in nature and enjoy what we have, so it's an exciting day for me when we get to the Pheasant Opener. This is MNN.